Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have come by again today. We're going to get hyper-local on you for just a moment. I know this is a piece that goes all over the world, as a matter of fact. But we're going to really hone in on Des Moines, Iowa today. And the reason we're doing this is because there is a vote that's going to be, had by the residents of Des Moines proper with regard to schools, technology, students, and facilities. And we're going to dive into all of this with Dr. Tom Ahart. Dr. Tom is the superintendent of schools for the Des Moines school system. Tom, good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you, Michael.
As always. You got a big job, man. Every time I cast my eye toward the beautiful city of Des Moines, I think about our educators and all of the things that they are tasked with. Now, and it's no different for administration as it is in the classroom. There is just tons of things we're constantly asking education to do. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for doing what you do, man. It really is important. All right. Coming up on Tuesday is this vote on PEPL. It's the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy. Let's dive into this, and I want to make sure that we get a lot of time to fully explain what this is and what it isn't.
Sure.
So go.
Okay, so the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy has been in place in Iowa for a number of decades.
Okay.
And the purpose is to have a funding source for technology, for maintenance of buildings and other facilities. So the purpose or the acceptable use for PEPL is pretty limited.
Sure.
It's physical plant and equipment.
Right.
Just like it says.
So that's, again, so come back to that. So that's school buildings, infrastructure in the schools.
Including technology.
Let's define technology for just a moment.
In technology for Des Moines primarily means computers.
Ah.
And specifically to this measure, it's about student devices, student computers. So we have the equivalent of one computer for every single student in the district. And as you know, technology moves quickly, and it doesn't last forever. So we have a replacement rotation set up that costs about $6.5 million a year to keep the equipment and the software up to date so that they're actually suitable for student use and student learning.
And isn't that incredible? You think back just 10 years ago. That wasn't even in the budget.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So now, in order to prepare our children to have viable jobs in the future, technology does play an incredibly important
critical role.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a tax levy. So this is an increase in taxes, or how does that work?
It appears as an increase, but there will actually be a net wash. There will be no change in property taxes as a result of this vote. What we have in Iowa is restrictions on virtually every fund that schools utilize. So the physical plant and equipment levy can be used to fund, as I mentioned earlier, student computers, which we have been paying for out of the general fund. Our state has been, from my perspective and many others' perspectives, underfunding education now for about 10 years. Our average increase in state funds has been about 1.77% annually over the last 10 years. That's not keeping up with inflation. And therefore, we have a general fund issue. So we're asking the voters to increase and extend the physical plant and equipment levy. And in turn, we will reduce our cash reserve and our management levies, thereby making the increase in property taxes zero.
Okay. So let's go through that one more time, because I think this is the critical nature. Everybody talks about this. Oh, I'm paying too much in taxes. I don't want to have any more property taxes. I can't afford it. But what you're saying to us, Dr. Ahart, is that this levy that is going to be increased to $1.34?
Yes.
Is going to be a real wash, because you're going to offset that with funds from your management levy and also the cash reserve.
Exactly.
Okay. So it net-net, zero.
Exactly.
All right. So why can't you do this outside of having this levy? You just can't move those funds around, huh?
We just cannot move those funds around, exactly. So cash reserve has specific
purposes. I got to ask you something, okay? Who in the world ties a business like that? I mean, if I were to go to any business and we're looking out your window here and I can see scores of them downtown, if we were to tie any business to say, oh, no, you can't use this for this or that for that, how do you get ahead?
It's a challenge.
Yeah, you
it
think?
Is a challenge, yes.
It almost sounds like they don't trust educators to do their job.
It almost sounds like that, doesn't it? It feels like it, for
sure. Yeah, I'm sure it does. All right. So this is part of the ballot that's on Tuesday's election. How important is this?
It's hard to overstate the importance of this measure. There's another function that we don't have time to get into called spending authority. So in schools in Iowa, we're allowed only to spend a certain amount of money per pupil.
Right.
Regardless of how much cash we have on hand.
Yes.
So we have a very healthy solvency ratio. We've worked very hard to make sure that our tax or our bond rating is very high, that we're keeping our property taxes flat, and that we have enough reserve so that in the dry months, in the summer, for instance,
right,
when we continue to pay staff but we don't have revenue coming in, that we don't need to borrow money. So we're being very fiscally responsible. However, we're still only allowed to spend a certain amount of money per pupil. So even though we have more cash that we could spend, we're not allowed to. Hence, the need for this with, as I stated earlier, you know, really low supplemental state aid from the state on an annual basis over the last decade, our general fund is extremely tight. And 83% of our general fund is spent on people. The other 17% takes care of utilities. It takes care of
and everybody knows
paper. It takes care
right.
of a whole host of other things, including right now technology. So if we are bumping up against our spending authority limit, so this physical plant and equipment levy extension and increase will allow us to shift $6.5 million that's currently in our general fund out of the general fund into PEPL, thereby preventing us from cutting needed services to students.
So all of this starts to make logical sense when we talk about the physical plant and equipment levy. All these folks that have acronyms, you know, it's PEPL. And the whole idea is to allow students in the Des Moines School District the opportunity to stay in advanced training and education for technology.
Exactly.
You know, we do this, Dr. Ahart, a lot with businesses all over the United States and actually other foreign countries. Every single business that is out there, including the Des Moines School District, is really at its heart a technology company.
That's very true.
Every one of them, because we all run on this. And if our students aren't prepared for that long term, we get into trouble. I mean,
get into trouble quickly, yeah. and regardless of what our students' plans are after high school,
right,
whether it's career training or higher education, they need to be literate in technology because that's regardless, as you said, regardless of the career, the sector that they decide to pursue, they need to be technologically literate, and we need to keep pace with that or we're doing them a disservice.
Absolutely, and let me just underscore that for just a moment. We're not just talking about going to college and getting a PhD in computer science. We're talking about welders, electricians, we're talking about carpenters, we're talking about builders, we're talking about pipe fitters. All of those new technologies are really an important part of the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so this is called the PEPL. It is the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy. It's on the ballot coming up on Tuesday. And if this doesn't happen, if this doesn't happen, what happens?
Well, we actually have a double whammy if this doesn't happen. It's an extension and an increase. So the increase that we're asking for is the equivalent of about $6.5 million a year, which we're going to use as the reliable funding stream for student technology over the next 10 years.
Yes.
If we don't, if this ballot measure is not successful, not only will we not receive that $6.5 million, that will then create some space in our general fund so that we can continue to employ the number of teachers that we currently have. We'll also lose everything but the 33 cents that the board can approve, which would mean we would actually lose another $5.2 million, which means we will get off track with our plan to maintain our school infrastructure, which we do a fantastic job with. But when you have, you know, about 70 buildings that average age is over 66 years old, there's significant, you know, we have something like 40 acres of roofs, for instance. Well, we replace those on a regular basis. We have a schedule for all of that, for, you know, maintaining our sidewalks, our driveways, our parking lots, our roofs, our doors and windows, our floors. All of those things need continual upkeep and maintenance, and we've done a fantastic job with that. But if we lose that $5.2 million, that will suffer.
Yeah. To speak to buildings, I need to just say that I was at Roosevelt High School just a couple of weeks ago for an event, and I hadn't been in Roosevelt for some time. You talk about a beautiful facility.
Isn't
inside
gorgeous?
And out.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of the Des Moines School District that you just don't go in there with a wrecking ball and start tearing stuff up. But it exudes this richness of decor. I mean, it's simply stunning. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I think, you know, when we start building aluminum and glass buildings, somebody ought to come into Des Moines and say, hey, check this out. This is pretty cool. Now, you're not an outlier on this, the Des Moines School District, that is.
No, we're an outlier right now because we're the only district in all of Central Iowa that does not have the fully the full voter approved PEPL, and you can argue that we're in most need.
Yeah, I was going to say you have the older buildings, you have the largest students, the number of students, and the other school districts in and around the Des Moines School District have already taken this up.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Every single one.
How concerned are you?
Well, I'm very concerned.
Yeah.
You know, we have a 3-year budget plan to reduce our general fund expenditures so that we can meet those spending authority limits. The outlook at present, as we discussed earlier, isn't particularly bright, given the trend over the last decade from our governor and legislature. So we're taking the bull by the horns and taking some aggressive action to make sure that we do not have to reduce services for students. But we had to reduce this year's budget by about $24 million over the year before, and the plan is to do that again the next 2 years. This PEPL levy, without making any change to property tax, will get us about 25% of the way there, not just this upcoming year, but the following years. So it is crucial, because if we do not get this, that $6.5 million portion of the gap is going to have to come from somewhere else. And in the general fund, as I said, 83% of that is people, primarily teachers. We want to avoid that at all costs.
It is an important vote. It is happening on Tuesday. I know there's a lot of angst out there right now. People, school board elections and city elections and all of these ballots that you have to have. And traditionally, unfortunately, participation in these elections continues to be driven down. Mm-hmm. And So if you're listening to this, please pass it around. Share this with other people within the Greater Des Moines School District, people that you know, because it is an incredibly important vote. And it does happen on Tuesday. We're not very far away from that. And I would suspect that you or Phil Roeder or anyone would be happy to take calls on this if people have questions between now and Election Day.
Most certainly.
Yeah. All right, his name is Dr. Tom Ehrhardt, and thank you, Doctor. I really appreciate spending the time on this. It is called PEPL, the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy for Schools, School Technology. Important stuff. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Dr. Tom Ehrhardt from the Des Moines Public Schools. We were talking about PEPL, That is something called the Physical Plant and Equipment Levy. It is not necessarily a tax increase. What it is, it's a tax wash. And you can find out more about that. We do have links up on our radio blog. Well, that wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put together the business news headlines each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is from a Des Moines native, as a matter of fact. His name is James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Dr. Tom Ahart, my name's Michael Libby. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.